This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm here once again with my wonderful husband, Vince.
Hello.
So wonderful.
Oh, just beyond fucking wonderful.
I think so. I couldn't do this without you.
So, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
And starting our third season.
You got to be kidding me. You told me that earlier, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Three seasons? Wow, that's crazy.
So, yeah, we want to thank everyone. Starting our third year. Hopefully we'll make it through.
yeah.
I'm talking about the podcast, not our relationship.
Oh, I wasn't sure where you're going with
that's
that.
That's got questions, too.
Hey, you never know what tomorrow brings, right?
You could kill me in my sleep.
There you go. I threatened you many times.
We keep practicing. So I know.
Keep telling you, I'll kill you in your sleep.
But you keep practicing.
I keep getting that pillow just not quite right. Push it off. I know.
Anyway, I mean, we have broken the 150,000 downloads.
Wow.
And we are now, this is like our 174th or 175th episode.
I don't know. I don't keep track of all this stuff, so I don't know.
I just think these people need to get a life.
No, that's fine. Keep listening. It's nice. It's fun. Did you hear that too? I don't know if it came over on here. It sounded like there was like
a big, like some explosion somewhere outside.
Yay, we live in such a safe neighborhood.
I don't know what that was, but okay. Someone.
It's either that or a big truck.
No, that was an explosion. But anyway.
Great.
I didn't see any ball fire.
No, so I didn't
we'll keep
see
moving
that.
Forward. Yeah, I didn't see the four horsemen come through the sky. So we're moving on. Yeah.
We're good.
If air goes dead, means we're going somewhere for cover.
We won't even sign off. We'll just leave.
So right off the bat, we want to thank Jeff at Spunk Loop for another year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And again, we can't encourage you enough to check out spunkloop.com and great products. We're going to be having a contest soon to give away some more products.
Cool. I thought you were going to say Spunk Loop party. I was like, oh, that'd be interesting.
Every party is a Spunk Loop party.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
The parties we go to, at least.
Absolutely.
So check them out, spunkloop.com. And when you get to the checkout section, make sure you type in Hot Wife, all one word, and you will get a 10% discount on your order.
That's nice.
So you can also find an ad of Spunk Loop in our new Swinger magazine.
Whoa.
The 50shadesofpleasure.com. That's FIFTY, shadesofpleasure.com. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything to read. Just something we're putting together to, you know, if you have interest in writing articles, whether it be a story, whether it be something you want to talk about or whatever, we'd love to have it.
And,
you know, so that'll be, it's, you know, awesome. Growing. Hopefully it keeps growing. So, but again, if you want to email us. I'm going to try to get this all out of the way.
Yeah, the way.
We get talking about a topic and then we never get to it. If you want to email us with suggestions or comments or whatever it might be, email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com.
Nice.
And
okay.
If they want to see what you're doing.
I'm at hotwifedonnalynn.com, and it's a link to all the platforms I'm on and also a link to this podcast as well as many other things that are on there. So. Yeah. Yeah, check me out. So
you can find collectively what we're doing, I guess. So, and again, I can't thank you all enough for the start of our third season.
Wow. So, amazing.
Yeah. So the topic for tonight.
Yeah, I think everybody has this this kind of a, can relate to this topic and insecurities.
Yeah.
And we all have them. Sure. So
we actually ran into a problem, not a problem. We didn't have it. Somebody, we met a single gentleman today.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't play with him.
No, it was just meet and greet. Very nice. Very, very, very good looking.
Very insecure. Yeah. In good shape. Good looking guy.
Yeah. Really good looking.
Had some insecurities.
Yeah,
he's worried that, you know, it's that, you know, he's it'd be too turned on and it'll pop too quick and
let that be the problem. No, I mean, some people do think that that premature ejaculation is a problem, if you want to call that an insecurity. That's certainly one, but like we talked about on other podcasts, I take it as kind of like, this is gonna sound really strange, like as a compliment, because you're that turned on. And you know what? Yeah. What's wrong? You can't do round two?
Maybe you know? Not.
No, maybe not.
Maybe not right away, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
But sometimes people get caught up in their insecurities.
Right.
And are embarrassed so they can't get a round two.
Well, that's so true.
Well, first off, right off the bat, we're people we meet and people we mm-hmm. shoot with and whatever. It's a no judgment zone.
It's
us.
Definitely. No, it's.
You know?
Everybody's different. Everybody has their, their strengths and maybe their shortcomings. And,
sure.
And, you know, you can work within their comfort zone. It's mm-hmm. not really an issue, at least with, you know, this particular thing is not an issue at all.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we all have some level of insecurities. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Early on in the podcast, there were some two individuals made comments about the show in reference to me.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, all I do is pick on myself. And it's like, oh, he needs to get over it. It's like, okay, well.
I'd rather
I have to be able to pick on myself before I can make jokes about somebody else.
That's true.
Plain and simple. If you can't laugh at yourself, you shouldn't laugh at anyone else.
Exactly.
And two, I have my own insecurities.
Sure.
I deal with them. You know, I don't sit in the fetal position in the corner and cry too often.
not too often.
Not too often. I've gotten over it. So for those of you who didn't like that, I mean, I've tried to curb that a lot,
mm-hmm.
but whatever. We all have some level of insecurity. You might not think so, but everybody has some level.
Well, if you're just by
might
the
fact not be sexually,
right.
But you have a level.
Oh, with something. Sure, we're human. There's going to be our shortcomings that, you know, you feel like you're substandard. You're not quite up to par. Mm-hmm. You're not quite. You know, I mean, I'd love to be over 5 foot. If I was 5'2", just think of the things I could do. I could reach things on the top shelf. I wouldn't need a chair.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I know. It'd be easier.
You could be 5'2", but your arms could be shorter.
Oh, geez. I didn't think about that. That'd be worse.
You know, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. You know what? Be happy with what you have.
That's it.
It could be worse. You know, I want to be taller. And, you know, God says, oh, you know what? I'm going to make you taller, but only on one side. One leg is going to be longer.
Well, you want to be taller so you can reach things, but your arms are shorter.
Shorter
now.
So that you can't reach things anyway. You know? Terrible.
There was a one gentleman I knew from the cigar shop. He had shorter arms.
Shorter arms.
And there's a name for it, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know the medical term for that.
You know, just deal with what you're given.
Yeah,
you know?
Sometimes you just have to.
But
when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade, right? I mean, that's
all
you can do.
But like one of the most common insecurities, I think, for men is penis size.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And in quite honesty, we have met numerous guys who are endowed,
mm-hmm.
but they have either A, some performance issues, like they can't get fully hard.
Right.
Or B, they don't know what to do with it.
We've talked about that before, too. And some do know what to do with it.
Sure. But that's all they can do.
Yeah.
A lot of them can't eat pussy or no foreplay skills.
No foreplay skills.
Some of them, they're not conversationalists. You know, I mean, they're just, not all of them.
Not all of them.
I'm not naming any particular, but you know who you are.
Now, you're right. I'd rather have somebody who's maybe not quite as endowed, but can do a lot of other things. Is better with oral skills. Maybe is a good conversationalist. Maybe
he can fix the deck.
He can fix the deck.
You know, he comes can cut over the lawn. Oh,
yeah, see,
skimming.
I think I'm getting wet right now just for those things. I'm sopping wet. Oh, you just talked about building the back walk. You know,
I did that already.
No, he said deck. That's different than the back walk.
I built the back walk.
But we had a friend of ours help us who was in the league.
Paid him back numerous times.
Yes, I did. And he also paid me back too. But yeah, I mean, there's so many. You have to, and you've told me this with other things like with software, you have to look at things like as all your tools and what do you have in your toolbox and what things are you good at and what things are you're not quite so good at.
Sure.
So either you enhance the things that you're really good at and really focus on them, or you take the things you're not so good at and maybe try to work on them as well and bring them up a little bit.
And another avenue to look at is, okay, if a particular person, I'm going to try to keep it generic, whether it's male or female, put yourself in whatever position. If somebody you played with tells you or lets you feel that you're not good at a certain aspect,
right,
that could just be what they think.
Right, that's true too. And everything's very personal. You know, everything's very subjective.
I could say, like, I'm not a big fan of peas. So I could sit there and go, I don't really care for that meal you made, got peas in it. But I don't care for it. Where someone like you would be like, oh my God, that was fucking incredible.
Love
you
like peas. I love peas.
So it's all subjective.
It's very subjective, I agree.
So if you get into a situation where you're self-conscious about
whatever,
you know, somebody says you're not good at oral.
Right.
Okay. Well, find out, you know, try with other people if you can. Find out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even ask someone, tell me what you want me to do.
Mm. Or
tell me what I'm missing.
See, again, communication is a huge part of that. Mm-hmm. And helping you grow and maybe blossom and try to explore new things to help enhance what you feel are possibly your shortcomings. But you can say that about life in general, you know, with anything, not just, you know, mm-hmm. sex. But
there was a young lady that I photographed her numerous times, and we hung out with her. Mm-hmm. And she was made to feel very uncomfortable by a boyfriend early on in her years that she had very meaty pussy lips.
They were wonderful. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know.
but she was made to feel bad about that. And I was like, no, you don't understand. That's his opinion.
Yeah.
I love big, meaty pussy.
Exactly.
Lips. You know, especially you get the woman aroused, you really know it.
You know it.
And, I mean, those things were kissing me back at French. I think they were French kissing me back.
I'm not sure what was going on there. Well, there's things that you can modify, enhance, change, build on. But there's things like you're just stuck with. I will never be 5 foot. I will never be
you're
5 foot.
You're really hung up on this.
Well, that's like one of my things that I know I'll never change.
But it's not a... It's not something to be insecure about.
Well, no. I mean,
look at the gentleman who was here earlier. He's like, oh my God, you're fun sized.
I'm fun sized. Oh, no.
Wasn't derogatory.
No. I'm not saying it that way. I'm just saying it could be just something that could be interpreted as a shortcoming, as it were.
No pun intended.
No pun intended, or something like that. But there are things that are your physical attributes that you can't change. And penis size is one of them, breast size, height. Sure. You know,
a woman who's a very loose pussy.
A loose pussy.
You know, she's had kids or whatever. It's, yeah.
It is what it is. Now, can you tighten that up? Is that really a bad thing? Or do you just get bigger? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they always talk about Kegel exercises and stuff.
I'm sure there's a certain degree. But
yeah, but I mean.
You've passed, you know, a small basketball team through there. I'm not saying had like you had one in there. I'm saying passed one through it.
Oh, I see. That's different.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I guess you can do things to, you know, work on them a little bit and enhance them so you don't feel so insecure with them. I don't think that's a bad thing, making things a little better. But there are just things that you may not be able to change. And so you just have to embrace it, you know, like me, I'll use shortness just as an example. I don't really find it, you know, it's a pain in the neck, but
I actually think it gets you more positive attention than you realize.
Yeah, it's not, but I mean, living in the normal world, everything is made slightly bigger than
me. If you're trying to go to Walmart and get some off the top shelf, it's tough, but
buying a car without a booster seat is almost impossible. Every car I have to put a little booster seat in it.
A cushion.
A little cushion, yeah. I feel like a little kid and My feet are like never touching the bottom. But I mean, it's just something you have to live with and accept and love yourself for what it is, because that's how you were made. And that's
sure.
Sometimes you just have to, you know what? I can't change that. You can put me on the rack all you want, as much as I love that. And being tied to that rack, stretch me. Oh, God. I mean.
Last time I did that to you, you were like, don't drive through the car wash again. Oh, you're not talking roof rack.
Yeah, the roof rack. That's different. That was not nice. I almost drowned with all those brushes.
Look at you. You're trying to do sound effects. Wow.
That wasn't nice, Vince. That was not nice.
Well, yeah. You were never cleaner.
No, I was not a cleaner.
You didn't have to go get a Brazilian. I got you the hot waxer.
Hot wax.
You did not. You were spot free.
I was I didn't streak. But, yeah, I mean, they're just things that you just can't change. And maybe that just shouldn't be something you should feel bad about, because you just you can't change things.
I think we've mentioned this before, too. Like, I find it very refreshing. Like, when you go to that house party that we've talked about countless times.
A million times, yeah.
And that there are people there that are not, most of the people there are not picture perfect.
No. No, okay, they're real people.
They all have some level of fluff.
Sure.
Not all of them.
Right.
And, you know, there are a couple of people that are in good shape, and that's fine. And we don't hold that against them. And
not much.
Yeah. But, yeah, but they're comfortable in their skin.
That's the point.
Yeah, they're still walking around naked and playing, you know, it's really refreshing.
Yeah, and having that self-confidence instead of being, you know, down on yourself and feeling insecure, that self-confidence is very sexy.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that. And even if they're not perfect body types, that exudes so much sexual confidence that it's very alluring and it's very attractive.
Sure. Yeah, and like, one of the reasons I've never been a fan of the clubs and stuff that, you know, we've been to some meet and greets and clubs, that they are a very, I found it to be, I'm not saying it's true for everyone.
Right.
My discovery has been that the people there tend to be very judgmental before you even do anything. They automatically size you up whether you're, they don't know anything about your personality.
Right.
Generally. Mm-hmm. They just like, oh. He or she is not good looking enough that I want to talk with them or be seen with them.
Right, right. I mean, that's.
Or they'll come over to you.
Right.
And then as soon as I come in the picture, it's like, where'd they go?
Yeah.
Were they on the U.S. track team?
They're gone.
You know.
So, yeah. So we try to surround ourselves with people that have positive body image or body, not me, just body image.
Self-secure.
Be
secure with yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think
body's one part of it, but yes.
Being in the lifestyle, I think you have to not only be secure with yourself, but be secure if you're in a relationship, be secure with what your partner looks like.
Sure. Absolutely.
As soon as I teach you to be we'll
be on the right track. I'm telling you. Getting me to that point here is going to take a while.
Enough alcohol will do it. You know, and again, that's where those parties I find very refreshing and, you know, because everyone is there and judges everyone on their personality. Mm-hmm. And everyone gets along. Everyone's great.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's been very friendly. So, yeah, we've been really lucky with that aspect.
Yeah, when you're 8 to 10 couples, you know, and everyone gets along and mingles to some level.
Sure.
You know, some people are endowed, some people aren't. Some people have hair, some people don't. And that goes wherever you want to put it.
Wherever you want to put it, head hair, not head hair, butt hair, I don't know.
I didn't go that far. I was really not going to look there.
You scratch your head.
I have no real interest to me.
You love long ass hair. Come on.
I tell you that every night when I tuck you in bed at night. It's like, yeah, honey, you have the best long ass hair.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to get it, you know.
I thought you were wearing a thong. It's like, no, it's just her ass hair.
It's her ass hair. Put little beads in it.
Were they dingleberries?
No.
Yeah, I went there. There's a line.
Oh,
I went over.
Man.
Anyway, I think, you know, again, if you're premature ejaculate or if you have problems staying or getting hard or whatever, there's ways around all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And again, in a very accepting group of other swingers,
right?
They don't care.
No, it's all about having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about the excitement of being with the person because they're a cool or good person or whatever.
Exactly, exactly. I guess the thing is, the bottom line is, if just surrounding yourself with a group of open-minded, positive people is going to help with any kind of insecurities you might have about yourself, because yeah, they're definitely going to deflect that, you know, they're definitely not going to, that's not going to be a problem for them. There's a, you know, the workaround, they're not, it's not going to be offensive to them. You're not going to be browbeat by them or pushed off to the side or segregated or whatever word you want to use or put down. So surrounding yourself with these positive people, I think is going to make your experience in life better.
Hopefully.
You know, I'm just, you know, not even talking sexual now, I'm just talking in life in general. We try to surround ourselves with people who are positive. If a negative person comes in, we tolerate them for a while. Then when it becomes, when it creates,
drags us down.
Yeah, start to drag us down into a negative realm. We're like, that's it. We cut them off. We're like, yeah, no, that person's negative. We don't need them in our life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. And again, if you're looking for one of those kinds of atmospheres, my suggestion to you is, and whatever swinger site you may belong to,
mm-hmm,
try to discover who some of the members are,
mm-hmm,
and see if you can meet them prior to a party and get a feel from them what the group is like, mm, what the parties are like.
Yeah, so you don't step into...
And you're also not going to a party where you know nobody.
Ah, that's true too.
You know, meet for, go get drinks or dinner, whatever, and, you know, establish that.
That's actually a good idea. I mean, we've been fortunate with this party that we knew people, but we have been to other meet and greets and stuff where, well, there are meet and greets, so you probably don't know anybody. And it's been very awkward and kind of uncomfortable.
They weren't very meeting and weren't very greeting.
Yeah, it just wasn't a good experience for us. And I think
the few we've been to were not good.
Yeah,
that's our experience. We're not saying you're going to have that experience.
No, I think it's, because it was not a good experience, it kind of taints, if I can use that word without you snickering, it taints every other meet and greet way.
I'm really hurt.
You're more mature than that. If I can.
You would think that I would make fun of taint.
Because you would. Because you
know, you have me right in the middle here. You know, you have me between two important things.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know, if I turn the wrong way, I'm an asshole.
If you turn the other way, you're a pussy. So.
But you are what you eat.
Well, I've heard that many times.
But no, try to meet someone from the group if you can.
That does make sense.
And again, don't feel, you know, one, you go to a party, you're not forced to stay.
That's true. You can have a drink and say hello and be like, oh, look at the time. Oh, yeah. My dog is having his appendix out tomorrow. I got to go. Or whatever your excuse might be.
And again, generally the groups that we're aware of, there's a write-up on what's expected in the group. You know, you don't go to a party that's a BDSM party if you're not really into BDSM. If it's a foot fetish party and you're not into feet, you might not like it. You might be a... redneck.
Well, how would a person find out?
The different groups.
The different groups.
Whoever
have to join
the moderator
a
group. Of the group is, will sit there. Like, ours is called 50 Shades of Pleasure,
mm-hmm,
just like the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And in the write-up, it tells you it's a BDSM-type group,
mm-hmm,
you know, and the rule, you know, that it's very respectful, and but you know.
It's very light on the BDSM.
Yeah. Some days it is. And
But the parties seem to be more ebb and flow. People use the...
Our parties anymore seem to be more social gatherings than sexual. You know, again, we're all getting older and these parties happen later at night. We're all like, When's a paratransit bus?
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
I need my ride home.
Oh, it's not that bad. But yeah, I think because in this circumstance, this is just a little aside here, that everybody knows each other so much, the excitement of sex. I mean, they see each other on other excursions. Sure. They go scuba diving together. So sex happens whenever. So at the parties for them, for this, for the inner sanctum of the group,
sure,
for them, it's a social event. They're there to moderate the party, to be more host, hostess, and play and dabble. You know, but they're not, it's not hardcore sex for them, in my observation. So that's just a different dynamic, which is fine, mm-hmm. You know, but it's just different in this point of view.
Yeah. So, and again, you know, I think we touched probably more on male insecurities.
Yeah.
But like,
what women, about female insecurities?
That's what I'm saying. Women have, you know, again, I think women get more jealous over another woman with a better body than they have.
Oh, okay. I can see
that. And they shouldn't.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's... personality goes a lot further.
I think personality goes a long way. Or the...
Because, you know, I've met plenty of beautiful women, and some of them, you know, are nice and everything right. else, but half of them don't want to give you time of day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking for a certain...
What, yeah.
Certain something.
Right.
You know, the average woman is generally a better, I don't want to say conquest, is a better...
playmate?
Not even necessarily. I've had countless long conversations with women mm-hmm. and stuff at these parties that it's just joy.
Right.
Far more enjoyable across the board. That's, I guess, okay. What I'm going to say. Whether it goes to the playroom or stays, you know, in the lounge and you sit there and talk.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, and we have women that have perfect breasts. We have women that have...
more naturally.
Yeah, more have the natural slope. I'll put that.
Slope.
I don't want to be derogatory.
Yeah.
You know, they're natural breasts. And, right. You know, small, big, in between, whatever.
Right, right.
You know, some women have great butts. Some people have average butts.
Right.
You know, whatever. But it's the person.
That does make a difference. There's one thing I thought about. It doesn't really pertain to me per se. Do you think women would be more insecure with, like, seeing another woman that could, you know, handle a bigger cock or suck dick all the way down to the root without gagging? I can't do that. I'm gagging all over the place.
You do pretty well. You have a you can get a lot of dick in your mouth.
Really? I always feel like even tonight we had a playmate over, and even though I was sucking him, I was like, God, I kept hitting that gag reflex. My eyes are watering.
Well, maybe your body goes, okay, we're gonna let you have it in the ass now. But you're not going to get as much in your mouth.
I don't know.
You know, one of the holes had to give up.
Oh, well, is that how that worked?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
I don't know. He must have been very excited because he came in my mouth, which is fine. I enjoyed that very much.
Very quickly.
Yeah. You know, some days you're all geared up.
Sure,
and other
sure.
days it takes a little bit. So he must have been primed and ready to go, which is fine by me. I had a lot of fun.
Sure. But
I guess getting back to the insecurity, I wonder if that could be an insecurity. I mean, I would love to be able to handle
delicate.
Bigger cocks.
You handle some pretty big things, dear.
Oh,
for someone you're bitching about your height, you almost deal with dicks as big as you.
Sometimes, but sometimes I have to like stretch and practice.
But sometimes it's a matter of how fired up you are.
Oh, that's
there's times
huge.
You're more into it.
Right.
And then there's times like, I really don't want to, you know, I'm not in the mood to play, but we set up the date.
And, yeah, sometimes your energy level's in there.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
always like.
In all honesty, we do it with the podcast.
Yeah,
there's times like, oh man, I really don't want to do the podcast. I'm not.
Don't have the energy.
I'm just not in that gear.
Right. You know? Other days you're like,
I'm stuck in reverse, you know?
We all have days like that.
And yeah, we all do for everything. You know, you wake up and it's like, I don't want to go to work.
You
know, but
I don't want to wake up. Can I just lay in bed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so it's, you know, the whole, and again, this young guy who's here, good looking guy, appears mm-hmm. to be in good shape.
Yes.
Everything else, he was all, you know, insecure that he was going to like barely get his zipper down and be popping.
That's not a big deal. Well, not for this girl. It's
but
not.
But again, now, in all fairness, this guy just came out of a multi-year relationship.
Yeah.
He's been alone for 6 months, just trying to get his head back on straight.
Right.
And just joined the swinging site. Okay. We're the first people he contacted. Okay.
Wow.
Well, no, he contacted others, but none with good results.
Oh, I see.
We're the first ones that corresponded back to him, the first ones he met.
Right.
So, you know, he's a little, it's like, oh my God, this is going to happen. Or it could happen, you know? And
if you would have stayed longer, it would have happened.
Well, gave me opportunity.
Yep. We did. Hey, you want to stay? But that's okay. I'm not going to. Yeah, I don't want somebody to feel like they're being pressured into anything.
Sure. I mean, like you do with me.
Oh, I pressure you into so many things. You will have sex with me tonight. It's like,
oh, not
that again.
Oh, my God.
You poor
Didn't
thing.
We do this last month? Has it been a quarter of a year already? Jesus Christ. Is that your birthday?
Not. I'm sorry. I'll try not to be so, so aggressive, demanding with you. I promise.
But no, I mean, a large portion, I think, of people in the lifestyle don't have too many of those hangups.
No, I.
But
I
people
don't think
in
so.
The lifestyle, again, we've talked about instances mm-hmm. we've had, can make you have that.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, like we're touching on. I mean, I've. Yeah, you know, we've talked about the couple we went to dinner with, and everything was going well.
Right.
There was no intention of any playing going on, Mm-mm. and we walked out to the parking lot. Everything was fine. He came over, shook my hand, gave Donna a hug and a kiss.
Yep.
She went over, gave Donna a hug and a kiss, and then walked away.
Just dissed you totally.
Yeah, it's like good night, bye, see ya, hasta luego, whatever. It's like, really?
Be polite.
I don't expect you to kiss me or give me a reach around.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, you know, shake my hand.
Be polite.
Do you want to hug me or kiss me? Fine. I'm cool with that. You know, we shake my hand. But not, she didn't even talk to me. She
just
turned and walked.
That was total disrespect. That's one thing that really burns me up. You know, have respect. You may not, a person may not be somebody that you would want to play with, but have respect. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that should be your motto throughout life. Be respectful. You don't have to agree with everybody on every single topic, every single time, but be respectful.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't respect or if you don't like what they're saying or like what they do or like how they look, say nothing, just walk away. But you don't need to have that interaction. It doesn't need to be negative. Like
if someone comes up to you at a party and they ask if you want to go play or whatever, right. And you don't.
Right.
Don't just go, fuck no.
Oh, no.
I mean, like you do to me.
I do all the time.
No, I mean, you know, be respectful. Be like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I was talking with so-and-so over there, and we're supposed to go play.
Right.
Come on with something. Be nice. Don't
Don't
shatter whoever it is's dream, male or female or
both. I've never been in that situation, so I don't know how I would react. That's why I don't like being in those situations. I don't like being put on the spot. Like, I don't want to be mean to somebody. I don't want to.
Well, if we're at a house party, let's say, and somebody is arrogant, like it's the first time there. Now, they're not doing anything wrong that they get kicked out of.
Right.
But there's someone that doesn't click with you.
Right.
You sit there and go, like, oh, no, not really. But he comes over to you and's like, you know, hey, how about you and I go play? You're like, you know, if you take a ticket. I'm open at like 2 tonight, and I'm leaving at 1:30.
Yeah, that's still putting me on the spot. I don't know what I would do.
Just sit there and go, listen, I would love to. But, you know, I've had a couple other people who asked me before you, and I have to go spend my time with them.
Right.
And then I'll see where I stand, and maybe we can get together. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, don't ruin someone else's fucking ego.
That makes sense.
No.
We do know people.
Hell didn't freeze over yet.
We know some people like that. They just kind of.
Mace doesn't work. It's not good. You know.
No.
I mean, it's an aphrodisiac for me. But
we've been over that.
Yes, we have. So,
I'm getting.
But anyway, I think we killed that topic. You know, just try not to have your insecurities. Easier said than done.
Easier said than done,
but
for sure.
Again, don't put yourself in an environment that you're going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, that your insecurities might really make the situation worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, surround yourself with positive people, with positive influences, and that are there to lift you up, not tear you down. Yeah, like, and that's, again, easier said than done.
In any part of your life, mm-hmm. there are going to be good people and there's going to be assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, you have to sort through the assholes to get to the good people. So that's what I would tell you to do. Then when you find them, then have fun.
Yeah.
You know, life's short. Have an orgasm.
That should be on a t-shirt.
I can make that.
I know you could. Be on one of those Etsy.
Yeah.
Life is short. Have an orgasm.
Have orgasms.
Oh, my God.
So, but anyway. So, again, I want to thank everyone for the start of our third season.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah. And so we will talk to you later this week.
All right. Everybody have a good night.